we kind of in passing last week had the conversation about the path before the Bills game and the path to how realistic could it get at some point to have an undefeated season. And I told you, I won't really entertain the, oh, they're going to go undefeated.
You're
until
not
they're
say that sentence until.
Until they're like 10-0 or something. I mean, there's just too much football. But now that they got through the Niners, now that the Bucs game looks way different after Mike Evans went down with a hamstring injury, Godwin's clearly done for the year, nasty dislocated ankle. Ugh. That game doesn't look like the same on Monday night back at Arrowhead. So really, they should be, what is that, 9-0 going into the Bucs, the Bills game?
They're going to be 5 to 10 point favorites, right, in the next three games? What are they right now, like an 8-9 point favorite this weekend against Vegas? They're going to be, and if if the Bucs are missing Godwin and Evans, they'll be missing Godwin no matter what, and maybe Evans, they'll be a 5-6 point favorite, you think? Probably on Monday night at home?
Yeah, at least, Cody. At six and a half, probably, yeah.
Maybe? And then what's the following game? The Panthers or the Browns? One of those two.
Browns is later. It's Panthers.
Panthers. Yeah. Okay, so I don't know. They're going to be a 14-point favorite against that team. So, I mean, they're going to be a pretty heavy favorite over the next three games. I was thinking about this number last night. Before I knew what this Bucs game would be. Now that we know the Bucs game is hypothetically going to be less than what we were anticipating, I give this team like a 15% chance to go undefeated. That's a pretty high percentage for a team that is 6-0. I know they have to win 11 consecutive more games after this and then win three more consecutive games in the postseason, because obviously if they're undefeated in the regular season, they would go undefeated. They would have the number one seed, because everyone else has a loss. So they have to win 14 consecutive games, and they've only won six, which means I am way too early. 25% in, and I'm still giving you a 15% chance. I feel like I'm being pretty generous with 15%.
You're being very generous.
Too generous?
Oh, I mean, everybody can have their own opinion on it. I think so. I think it's still 5% or less. It's the NFL. We've seen the injuries that have happened with this team already. It's just so tough week in and week out. To perform at the level that they do, that's required in the NFL, not to slip up, another injury goes your way or doesn't go your way. So to me, it's still 5% or less. There's a reason why we don't talk about it very often. The reason why it's very rare for a team to even get to 10-0 in the last decade or so. The Steelers, I think, aren't they the last team to start 11-0 or 12-0, whatever it was?
You might remember the Eagles started 9-0 a couple of years ago.
And they fell apart.
And, I mean, completely fell apart. Remember, they barely made the postseason, then got their ass kicked in the first postseason game. They dismantled themselves.
Here's the odds. I mean, I can give you actually what
implied
Vegas
odds.
Implied odds. So 11-1 for the Chiefs to go 17-0 is where the FanDuel Sportsbook has it at right now. So you can bet. I mean, you can bet it right now. Is 11-1 good enough for you to actually bet it? You're telling me there's a 15% chance. I think it's 5 or less. I actually don't think
11-1 would, my implied odds would say, yes, I should bet it.
Yeah, like I don't think 11-1 is good enough odds for me to lay down money and wait until mid-January to cash the ticket anymore. I don't think if it was 20-1, I'd be on it. 11-1, it's not good enough anymore.
It
for
was
me.
Probably 20-1 a week ago.
I'm sure. Or,
you know, or 2 weeks ago. Like whatever number you would have had to find, what's the implied odds?
That's
of that?
What
it's
I'm
11-1.
I was stalling a little bit as you were.
Okay,
as you
I
were,
apologize. As I you, were, you had that
no,
ready to go.
As
too.
You were talking, I was trying to Google it. All right, 11-1 implied odds. Since we're so good at math on this show, 8.3%. So split the difference between you and I here
a little bit. Yeah, I'm about double the percentage. Yeah. And they're saying you're a little light. Vegas saying you're a little light. They're saying I'm a little too confident that that's going to be the case. But I don't think that it's outside of the question anymore. Yeah, am I officially predicting the Chiefs are going undefeated yet? No. They're still without their number one wide receiver, their number one running back, their number two wide receiver. They've switched like all the things we've mentioned before, right? All those things are still true, but the Chiefs don't have that difficult of a schedule remaining. We can talk more about that maybe later in the week. They have the 19th hardest strength of schedule remaining. Actually, that was before the Chargers game last night, who lost, which would probably imply the strength of schedule remaining just went down for the Chiefs.
But we would also admit that the same, like the Bucs might have, you know, the Bucs lost, so it goes down again. But also, their injuries mean that game is just so different, man.
23rd. It's down to 23rd.
Well, yeah.
Easiest strength of schedule remaining.
Beautiful.
But Buffalo's below them. The Chargers are below them. Like, there are teams that have easy schedules as well to go with it. But, I mean, look at the Chiefs' schedule and look at what we know now. The division is not good. Like that's
now we knew
I
that before the season.
Sure, but now we know exactly where they are. right? The Raiders have changed quarterbacks, the same two quarterbacks, 80,000 times, and by the time Sunday rolls around, they might start Bailey Zappi. Hell, I don't know. Or that's not.
The Browns side. You're thinking of Desmond Ridder. Zappi went to the Browns from the Chiefs practice squad, and then Desmond Ridder's now with the Raiders.
By the time Sunday hits. We mentioned that Bucks game being different. So here are the games that are non-divisional games because we know that. The Bills on the road. That is a very, very difficult game. The Bills are good. They get the Texans at home. Texans are a pretty good team. They're still very talented. But you get them on home, and that is get them at home, and that is short rest, but not that short a rest. It's like a 6-day schedule instead of 7, and you're in the same boat. And then I would argue Steelers on the road is kind of tough. And the 3 games in 10 days adds a level of difficulty. Other than that, they are going to be favored. The only game they might not be favored in is the Bills. And we know what the Chiefs are when they're underdogs in a game. Pretty much winning 80% of the time in Patrick Mahomes' history. So that's why I think it's a 15% chance. I don't think it's an unfair number. I know it's high based on the implied odds, but I think that that's what I would give them to do it.
Well, it definitely skyrockets and gets to what you're saying if they beat the Bills. They get to the Bills, then
I might be talking 50-50 in my
Then
mind.
It gets to the mark that I've mentioned, which is like 10-0. All right, let's really start thinking, is this a real possibility for this football team? You know, and the conversations then will shift to, you know, oh my goodness, what if they're undefeated going into the Broncos game the last week of the season? And do you play the starters or do you not? Because you would be 16-0 going into that game in this hypothetical, you know, you're already getting a bye because you're going to be locked into the one seed already. I'm not worried about playing my starters in week 17 or week 18 for the 17th game of the season at that point, because I know I would already be getting the bye.
I know, but if you're undefeated...
No, that's what I'm saying. You play your starters the last week. You cannot take that opportunity away from the players that busted their ass all year in a year in which you're already trying to make history for
this
a three-peat.
This came with Belichick. He played your starters.
You have to. Plus, you just know you're getting the bye week. So what's, you know what I mean? Then you'd be giving them 2 weeks off in a row. I don't like that. So I don't think it actually will be much of a debate. Now, if someone's hurt, they're going to hold them out. But if you're healthy, I think they would play. That's a fun conversation we can have a month and a half, 2 months from now, if they're in that position, right? I would love to have that conversation. But they're in a great spot. Listen to, it's not just us. Listen to Pete Prisco over at CBS Sports, who in the past used to be viewed as a Chiefs hater, I must say. But this was Pete Prisco talking about...
People can change.
Yeah, that's very true. Maybe even Mike Florio one day. Maybe.
No, not him.
No?
Okay. He actually can. He's the exception.
Pete Prisco was asked yesterday, when's the first Chiefs loss coming?
Buffalo. Late in the season, it's going to be the Bills. That's the only one I can see where they'd have a chance to lose. The rest of those, they run the table. If they win against the Bills, they will run the table and go undefeated. I do not see a threat there. They're, like B-Mac said, they have the quarterback. What he has to do, what he can do, and he's not putting up gaudy numbers, but he has to go get points. He can go get them. And that defense is playing lights out. They're outstanding. Steve Spagnuolo is a great defensive coordinator. Andy Reid and that group are great offensive minds. They're the team to beat, and they have a real chance to go undefeated.
Wow.
Understandably so, everybody's looking at the Bills game as the make or break of if we have a real, real conversation about this team making history and going on that kind of run. You get through that one, absolutely. I think if they get through that one, at minimum, they're winning 15 games.
Yeah.
You agree?
If they get through the Bills, I'm 50-50. 50% chance, maybe better.
50-50?
Dude, they beat 10-0. Look at the remaining schedule.
I know. 50-50 that they...
50-50 that they go undefeated. 50-50.
Those won't be the implied odds, I don't think. But yeah. but that's...
Implied odds, I guess that would
probably
mean
bump
it
up to 25.
Plus 110. It would have to be even money.
Yeah, it's not going to be even
money. It's not going to be even money.
It might get to 7-1. It might get to 7-1. Right, it might bump it up to 30 something or 40%.
What's funny is like the funny thing about 11-1 is you should never bet that if you think they're going undefeated. You should instead bet the Chiefs on the money line today, take the winnings, bet them on the money line next week, take the money line, bet them on the
correct.
You would be getting better odds and earn more money by just taking that money and betting them even money or even minus money on the money line the rest of the way in perpetuity.
Yeah, the problem only is because some of these are bad opponents, like the Chiefs are minus 550 this week, so you bet 100, you're only winning $18. So that's the only problem. It's like, okay, so you're... Yes.
But you take that 118. You take the money you bet, too. And
I hear you.
Roll it. Just saying you would make more money doing it that way than just betting $100 on Kansas City right now at 11-1.
The big one would be the Bills game today, because otherwise they're going to be minus 200 money line almost every game, if not minus 500. Like against the Panthers, they're going to be probably minus 800 on the money line. So the rollover thing works. I don't know if it'll...
I think it would turn a bigger profit.
Yeah, I think.
It might not be significant, but I do think it would turn a bigger profit, especially if you just say you take the winnings and continue to bet them.
Someone's going literal on you, they said on the text line. It's always 50-50. Either they do or they don't. Yes.
Okay,
yes,
look, true. This is not Schrodinger's cat. I don't think we need to either say, like, until the box is opened, the cat is either alive or dead. I understand the logic, but yeah, I'm just saying... If you had to bet it, what would you say?
913-586-7965. Someone from the 417 says, Andy would never play the starters in Week 18. Chance for injury is too great.
I think this would be the one exception.
We've never seen Andy in this hypothetical in this spot where he has a team that has a chance to have a perfect season. He's also a player's coach, is he not? So I don't think he would take that away. Now, if you're, let's just pick a random Chiefs player. If they're undefeated heading in the Broncos game somehow, and... I'll just use Nick Bolton. Sorry. Nick Bolton's got an injury and he's a little banged up yeah, during practice. Yeah. They're not going to play that guy because of that. But if you're healthy, I think they would. If they're up 3 touchdowns with 10 minutes to go, yeah, they're going to pull the starters or whatever. Like that kind of stuff. Sure. But I think we can't act like we could use prior history of how Andy handles Week 18 for the hypothetical that we're discussing, which is an undefeated season. I think all bets are off at that point.
Bill Belichick has been team rest his entire coaching career. They got the bye a bunch of times. He rested his players in Week 17, Week 16, all the time. When they had a chance to go undefeated, he didn't do it. It's just you have to make – and I'm not against that. I understand an injury could occur, and then you would wonder if you had made the right decision. But when you're doing something like that, if that even comes up, because we're 6 games into the season, but it's a combination. The Chiefs' schedule is part of the reason I think we could ask that question now. Like, what percentage chance? I'm not saying they're going undefeated. I would not bet that at the moment. I'm just, you're asking me what chance I give them to do it? Yeah, you and I are, I'm a little higher than you, but I think we're in the same general area. It's a 1 in 10 shot. It's a 1 in 20 shot that the team is still capable of doing it.